It seems the stock market has been able to overlook the surge in rates, at least for now, while it shifts its attention to a huge corporate buyback schedule. Investors have also been less stressed about Russia and the Ukraine, especially with chatter of a breakthrough on the horizon. But U.S. officials have said it's unlikely Putin will compromise to end the war, and Russia has warned against G7 payment stoppages for oil. The yen decline has been staggering in March, with this latest slide coming from the news of the BOJ intervening to cap a rise in JGB yields. All of these BOJ policy easing measures come at a time when every other major central bank is moving in the opposite direction. Efforts have been made out of the Japanese Ministry of Finance to at least try to slow the yen depreciation, with verbal rhetoric coming into play. And we wonder if this could inspire at least some short-term demand for the yen, especially with the yen so oversold and desperately in need of some form of a recovery. Key standouts on today's calendar come from some German confidence reads, UK consumer credit, the BOE quarterly bulletin, USK Schiller, JOLTS, job openings, and consumer confidence. That's all for now.